The Alava Arms Museum, from its origins to the present day. You are in the Alava Arms and Armour Museum. It is located in a building joined to the Ajuria Enea Palace, which it was originally part of. The museum was born out of the passion for collecting of Félix Alfaro, a businessman and patron of the arts from Vitoria. In 1960, he began an extensive collection of arms. Then, in 1963, a fascinating exhibition was organised to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Vitoria. Fought in 1813, the battle saw British, Spanish and Portuguese troops defeat the Napoleonic forces, leading to their retreat to France. Objects related to the event were placed on display at the exhibition, drawing on the collections of institutions, particularly the Provincial Council of Álava and Vitoria-Gasteiz City Council, and private collectors. The success of this exhibition led to successive donations and the creation of a museum dedicated to the Battle of Vitoria. When Félix Alfaro later donated his collection to the Provincial Council in 1966, it was merged with the museum to create the Álava Arms Museum. The collection continued to grow, until a new location became necessary. The Provincial Council had acquired the Gatekeeper's House and Basque Pelota Court belonging to the Ajuria Enea Palace. These were adapted to become the new and current venue for the Arms and Armour Museum, which was inaugurated in 1975. The collection chiefly comprises offensive and defensive arms, as well as equipment related to these items, dating from the prehistoric period to the 20th century. A significant part of the collection is still devoted to the Battle of Vitoria.